Em representação do Sr. Presidente da Assembleia da República.
On behalf of the President of the Republic, I'd like to express my gratitude to the President of the Republic for his presence here. I declare this session open to award the 2018 North-South Prize. I should like to say a few brief words. President of the Republic, Your Excellency, Secretary General, Assistant Secretary General of the Council of Europe, President of the Portuguese delegation of the Portuguese Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Laureates Christina Kumpula and Abbas Gullit. President of the Supreme Administrative Court, the Public Prosecutor, Ombudsman, the members of the government, and parliamentary group leaders, the Apostolic Nuncio, members of the Diplomatic Corps, members and members of other authorities, Suzanne Jabour, 2013 North-South Prize winner, guests, ladies and gentlemen, the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe since 1995 has been awarding the North-South Prize. The prize is awarded to two personalities who have stood out internationally for their performance in promoting North-South solidarity. North-South dialogue is imperative, and it has gained strength since the end of the Cold War. Some say that deepening economic globalization has reduced the urgency of this dialogue, which has been encouraged by the United Nations and the Council of Europe. Nothing could be further from the truth. Though many people have exited poverty, there are major inequalities between the two hemispheres and within the hemispheres, taking the form of humanitarian crises, migratory and environmental crises. This international context calls upon our humanitarianism and invites us to act deal with the causes of crises, to focus more on cooperation for economic and social development, and ensure institutions guaranteeing the rule of law. That is essential, but it is of strategic interest as well. The European Union, in particular, looking towards a global democracy, has an important word to say. We cannot overlook protectionism, nationalism, which are changing the international order, which has been so difficult to build up. We have more than thinking of ending conflicts and reconstruction. We need to act to prevent. With that in mind, the Secretary General of the United Nations has said that there are no wars, there are no winners or losers in wars. Everybody is wounded. Mr. Antonio Guterres says that we need to refocus on peace and security. For decades, this has been dominated by response to conflicts. In the future, we should do much more to prevent war and to maintain peace. But I underline, as we all know, preventing war and keeping a lasting peace involves encouraging development conditions. So the dramas of poverty, discrimination are felt so often. Unfortunately, the realities that we face are very difficult. We only have to bear in mind the shocking numbers provided by the International Organization for Migrations. Just looking at the migration crisis in the Mediterranean since 2014, more than 13,000 people have lost their lives. That is a black statistic which encourages us to ensure that a lasting commitment is made under the UN auspices to regulate migratory flows. A number of different international fora have encouraged this, including the Council of Europe, and in recently in the Inter-Parliamentary Union and the Parliamentary Assembly of the Mediterranean, they have identified that we have to get to the underlying causes, such as arms trafficking, regional unresolved conflicts, and responses to climate change, which have been particularly dramatic in much of the Southern Hemisphere. Recently, the Conference of the Presidents of the European Union, who met in Italy last month, highlighted the need to face the causes of crises and their origins, particularly in Africa, based on a European plan for that continent. That is decisive, and in my understanding, we should all get behind that initiative. Turning our face aside cannot be a solution. Up until 2050, it's thought that the African population will double, and then it will double again by the end of the century. Given this humanitarian situation, only a global economic and humanitarian response will do. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to remember that we have so many problems to deal with, and it is important to reward certain individuals in this respect. The Council of Europe highlights people who have given significant steps in that direction. The laureates of the North-South Prize of 2017 are Christina Kompula and Abbas Gullit. He is an example of North-South dialogue and social rights. She is both in Finland and in Africa. The Red Cross movement and the populations in Southern Africa have benefited from her dedication, courage, generosity as a humanist. Abbas Gullit is the Secretary General of the Kenya Red Cross. His leadership capacity has given a response for the Red Cross in Kenya to help crisis victims both in Kenya and beyond its frontiers. I honour both of our laureates, their spirit of dialogue and their great dedication towards humanitarian causes, which underlie this prize. And now pass the floor to the chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre. Congratulations to our two laureates. Thank you very much. The President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre has the floor.
Muito obrigado, Presidente. Mr. President of the Portuguese Republic, Mr. President of the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, Madam Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Madam Vice President and Head of the Portuguese Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Right Honourable Members of the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, distinguished winners of the North-South Prize, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. After witnessing the carnage caused by the Battle of Solferino in 1859, Henri Dunant, a young Genevan businessman, called for an organization to take care of all wounded soldiers, no matter in which of the belligerent armies they had fought. As is well known, this appeal was the origin of the Red Cross, whose international committee was created 4 years later in Geneva. Joël Kuntz, a Swiss journalist, wrote that Dunant was flying in the face of the triumphant nationalism of the day by championing the universal cause of all victims of war. Strikingly, but also ominously, the threat of nationalism coupled with populism and xenophobia is again the order of the day in Europe, 150 years later. Gripped by the fear and the feeling of insecurity instilled in them by the consequences of the Great Recession, many Europeans fall prey to the lure of simplistic explanations of and demagogic solutions to their predicament. As the Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Mr. Torbjörn Jagland, recently pointed out, I quote, "Findings show that the growing influence of xenophobic and populist rhetoric in public opinion. We continue to observe a surge in hate speech, often enhanced through a malevolent use of technology," unquote. Our organization, the Council of Europe, bears a special responsibility and has a particularly important role to play in the struggle against this dangerous threat to democracy, a threat which has proven lethal to Europe on several occasions throughout contemporary history. One of the instruments at the disposal of the Council of Europe in this fight to defend the values it upholds is the North-South Prize. It is particularly gratifying to be gathered here today in the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic in order to honor two distinguished personalities belonging to the Red Cross who, like Henri Dunant, stand for the defense of universal values in diversity. Two personalities who have dedicated their lives to promoting humanitarian work and fostering human solidarity. Two personalities, in sum, who are a beacon in the midst of today's crisis of values. Bearing this in mind, the jury decided last autumn to award Ms. Cristina Cumpula and Dr. Abbas Goulet the 2017 North-South Prize. Ms. Cumpula is the Secretary General of Finnish Red Cross. She has made an extraordinary contribution to the North-South dialogue by promoting health and social rights both in Finland and in East Africa. Dr. Goulet was instrumental in turning the Kenya Red Cross Society into a leading member of the movement and a shining example in the African continent. My warmest congratulations to both of you. Señor Presidente, para finalizar, desearía agradecer.
I would like to thank Portugal, which is so close to my own country, Spain, for continued support of the North-South Centre. Thank you very much for that support. The floor now goes to the President of the Portuguese delegation of the Portuguese Parliament to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. President of the Republic, President of Speaker of the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, Representative of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Chief Executive of the NSC, Laureates, Cristina Cumpula and Abbas Goulet, members of the Portuguese delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, members of Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, representing the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe as Chair of the Portuguese Delegation and Vice President of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe is a great honour, but also a very pleasing duty. For the last 23 years, the North-South Prize has honoured each year two personalities who have stood out for their role in promoting human rights, plural democracy, and solidarity between North and South. I'm delighted to note that we once again consolidate the North-South Prize as a global reference. Key to creating the North-South Centre is not just the defence of human rights, democracy, and rule of law, but also defence of European identity based on these values. It's also for this reason that I am pleased to participate once again in this ceremony, associating myself with our collective duty to raise the profile of the fight for solidarity without geographical, social, or mere national bearings. It's not by chance that the granting of this prize takes place in Lisbon, because it's in Lisbon that we have the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe, whose work and commitments fundamental values that we all defend, I can bear witness to, and it's a delight for us to host the centre at our capital. I would like to greet Antonio Gamito, director of the North-South Centre and ambassador, for his role at this centre in defending and promoting its four priorities: global education, youth cooperation, capacity building for women, and migration. This year, we bring together Abbas Gullit and Christina Kumpula, and they join names such as Simone Veil, Kofi Annan, Mario Suarez, and Aga Khan, who are always present in our collective memory and always subject of our great gratitude. Christina Kumpula is Secretary General of the Finnish Red Cross, one of the largest organizations in Finnish civil society. The aim of the Finnish Red Cross is not just aimed at supporting the most needy in Finland. The Finnish Red Cross, thanks to her dedication, goes beyond frontiers. Also, Abbas Gullit works in one of 189 member organizations of the International Federation of the Red Cross, and he is Secretary General of the Kenyan Red Cross. I would like to greet the Secretary General of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent, who is also here with us today. Similarly, the work of Mr. Ugule and this organization is not limited just to the borders of his country. He goes beyond those borders whenever necessary and whenever his conscience so dictates, which is the vast majority of the time. Abbas Gullit was the first Deputy Secretary General from Africa of the International Federation of the Red Cross, but has since decided to return to his home country to manage the Kenyan Red Cross. His leadership in humanitarian emergency situations meant that in 2007 he was named Personality of the Year by the Kenyan delegation to the United Nations. It was during one of his mandates as Secretary General that the Kenyan Red Cross founded E-Plus for emergency medical services, which has more than 100 ambulances, which is the largest emergency ambulance fleet in the whole of sub-Saharan Africa. It's through these small steps that solidarity is built. It was also through his hand that NEPAC was established, a partnership between the Red Cross and the Red Crescent in Africa. The Kenyan Red Cross has forged a singular route, gathering funds. It's been proactive. And it says itself that we cannot sit and wait for donations from governments and donations. We have to work to have more resources. We have to come up with innovative ways of achieving our objectives. He is innovative, and without doubt, Kenyan Red Cross manages a hotel, the Boma Hotel in Nairobi, whose profits are used for the organization. For these reasons, and for many other reasons, that this is a well-deserved award. But let me now return to Christina Kumpula, who encourages to work for the most vulnerable and create a fair balance between those who may have less and those who need to have more. Her work for defending human rights cuts across the board throughout lives and the various positions that she's occupied throughout her life. She was Secretary for International Education at the Red Cross and has had various roles covering human rights. In Finland, she manages an immigration program, is also responsible for social and health portfolios. Krista Kumpula has also worked to support sister organizations, other members of the Red Cross, especially in East Africa, a region where she has worked for many years. For example, in 1998, just to give one example of her career, she was a part of the research team of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for Human Rights in Uganda. She also works to make the organization she leads as democratic as possible, based on the decisions which are as close as possible to workers and volunteers. Ladies and gentlemen, the award of the North-South Prize this year to these two personalities legitimizes once again the values which have been at the heart of this distinction. These values include the ability to combine increasing economic globalization in the world with the globalization of solidarity. Once again, we highlight not just the fight for fair development for everybody, but also the capacity to dialogue as the world is changing, and to focus on the fight and the organization of structures which achieve that. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe represents 820 million citizens of the 47 member countries, but I'm sure that there are far more than that who are grateful to these two people. There are millions of people who thank you for defending the most vulnerable. It's for your examples, and we can dream for a fairer world in the future. Thank you very much. Now the floor to the Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe. You have the floor, Madame.
President of the Portuguese Republic, President of the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, Head of the Portuguese Parliamentary Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, distinguished parliamentarians of the Portuguese Assembly of the Republic, distinguished winners of the North-South Prize, Under Secretary General of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Center, Executive Director, Mr. Gamito, of the North-South Center, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is, as always, a great pleasure to be here in Lisbon to witness two valiant human rights defenders and to see them join the ranks of our North-South Prize laureates. As the three distinguished speakers before me have pointed out, you, Dr. Gullit, and you, Mrs. Kumpula, are worthy winners of this award. We have heard about the leadership that you have provided as the Secretaries General of your Kenyan and Finnish Red Cross organizations, respectively, and about the people who have benefited as direct result. But what I find striking is the symmetry between you. 7,000 kilometers separates Helsinki and Nairobi. The first belongs to a country whose territory reaches the Arctic Circle, while the second lies south of the equator. And while the Finnish population is in the top fifth of world earners, Kenya's population is in the poorest 20%. Yet, for all of those stark differences between your countries, you have won this prize because of what you have in common. Both of you have made preserving the rights, the dignity, and lives of others your own life's work. Both of you have battled the odds to help those afflicted by natural and man-made disasters. And both of you have invested your trust, energy, and careers in the Red Cross as the vehicle through which you have made so much difference to so many people. The Red Cross and the Red Crescent, what a vehicle this is. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent is a movement, I would say, that attracts the greatest respect around the world. With the highest standards and the noblest ambitions, it is little wonder that it mobilizes 80 million donors, professionals, and volunteers in its mission to help those facing tragedy, conflict, and health and social problems. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a cynical age, one in which people feel disempowered to change the world around them, where xenophobia, nationalism, and populist politics have broken cover where for years they lay dormant, and where trust in institutions is being eroded, often as part of deliberate strategy from those who seek short-term gain. But trust in the Red Cross and Red Crescent remains firm. And that trust enables this institution and Dr. Gullett and Mrs. Kumpala within it to work with civil society, with governments, at every level and across every continent to coordinate effective and sustainable action to the benefit of those in need. Regardless of gender, regardless of race, and regardless of religion. Peter Maurer, the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, addressed this issue in his speech to the Council of Europe in October 2016. He was clear that humanitarian problems require political solutions. And the Red Cross and our 2018 laureates are central to making that happen. Humanitarian ethics, intercultural dialogue, a trusted and effective institution. This year's winners reassure us that hope can triumph over cynicism. They reflect perfectly the ethos of the North-South Prize. And on behalf of the Council of Europe, I congratulate them warmly for winning it. I also want to thank all those of the North-South Center who work tirelessly to build and maintain links between Europe and countries beyond our southern shores. And of course, give special thanks to the Portuguese authorities whose continued support ensures so much visibility for the North-South Prize, the North-South Center, and our organization, the Council of Europe, as a whole. It is important that all of us play our part in signaling to the world that divisions can be overcome that understanding can be reached and that together we can improve the world. And for being here and doing that, I thank you most sincerely.
Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much. This is the moment where I asked the President of the Portuguese Republic to award to our laureates, Cristina Cumpula and Abbas Gullit, the prize which they are being honored with today. It's with great pleasure that I now call upon our laureates, beginning by inviting Cristina Cumpula to take the floor. Please, you have the floor.
President of the Republic of Portugal, distinguished members and leadership of North-South Centre, distinguished members of the Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, Your Excellencies, dear Abbas. It is a great honour to be awarded by the North-South Centre of Council of Europe. It makes me humble and speechless. Working as an employee of the Red Cross for more than 30 years has given me the great privilege of being involved in Finnish and the global humanitarian aid. A special privilege is the opportunity to work together with volunteers serving in different parts of the world. Therefore, I would like to dedicate this prestigious award to all volunteers. It gives me my speech back. I recently visited Burundi Red Cross to learn about their community program which the Finnish Red Cross, with the support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has supported for some years. Before my departure to the countryside, the Secretary General of the Burundi Red Cross requested that when talking with the people in the villages, I would first take up their work to help vulnerable people, not that the Finnish Red Cross has supported them. The request contains an important message for all of us. People come always first. The message also works the other way round. In Finland, likewise, the public wants to hear how the aid has changed people's life. For me, this prize means the recognition and acknowledgement of the everyday work of volunteers, both in South and in the North. The volunteers' work that often remains invisible puts into practice the values recorded in international human rights treaties at their best. We are living in an era characterized by unpredictability, polarization, and disruption. People lose their trust in traditional institutions, the media, and politics. At least for the time being, voluntary action and civic society organizations are trusted. There are many reasons for this sustained trust, but can we think that common unselfish action enhances the sense of belonging to the community and builds trust? Community action creates a platform for social inclusion and participation that strengthens democracy and human rights. Theories of social capital emphasize that voluntary action improves the individual's well-being and strengthens their resilience. Doing good together for the benefits of others gives its doers more than it takes. The power of volunteering also lies in its universality. It works just well in Portugal, Kenya, Cote d'Ivoire, or Kazakhstan. For the International Red Cross, Red Crescent Movement, voluntary service is one of its fundamental principles that joins together all the national Red Cross, Red Crescent societies globally. Today, it is important to notice that development in past years has made voluntary increasingly significant in humanitarian assistance. Inter- and intra-territorial inequality, polarization, natural disasters, and conflicts increase the need for aid faster than the international community is prepared to provide it. The ability of states or international community to respond to growing needs has not grown in the same proportion as the need for aid has. We see this phenomenon in different parts of the world, also in Europe. Unofficial aid based on caring for other people replaces official aid in crises, disasters, and in poor communities. IFRC, the International Federation of Red Cross, has just recently published a statistics which is telling the significance of the Red Cross, Red Crescent societies as global concern bound by shared values. There are more than 171 million people getting health services, 800 documented cooperation between South-South, North-South, South-West cooperation. Of course, we know voluntary assistance cannot solve structural problems, poverty or inequality. Its strength rather lies in the hope and courage that the assistance generates. Even in the most enduring situation, people have not been forgotten. This is the relevance of international community based on solidarity, to keep hope alive. In crisis and conflict, the immediate help always comes from the next door neighbors. So it is in Kenya, so it is in Finland. International aid arrives late, even in the best case. Therefore, the goal is to improve people's own ability to cope. This is the basis of cooperation between sister national societies of Red Cross and Red Crescent. It has been my great privilege to witness how community-based programs of the Red Cross, Red Crescent societies have an impact on people's lives and which have served as an example to others in various parts of the world. For example, in Kenya, which we have been working so long together, in Cote d'Ivoire, in Lesotho, in Nepal, in the Philippines. Red Cross has provided support to improving disaster preparedness in villages, to reducing the vulnerability of women, and to promoting the quality of health and life of people living in remote communities. This is done in partnership. Partnerships yield common outcomes, but it is not by no means simple, let alone easy. Help given by volunteers is familiar in all cultures. However, what is new
today is that helping requires exceptional bravery. Too many people have to pay for humanitarian assistance with their own lives. In Syria alone, 73 Syrian Arab Red Crescent volunteers have lost their lives in their assistance duty. This is a grave breach of the universal understanding of human dignity and human rights. Ladies and gentlemen, the movement of millions of people from one country and continent to another is a concrete manifestation of the unequal distribution of the benefits of the globalization. People leave their homes to escape from persecution or to find a better future for themselves. People seeking entry to Europe encounter a variety of Europeans, one turning inward, negative, xenophobic, racist, in which there is no solidarity towards newcomers. This also incorporates the wish to deny the provision of aid to those in need. But immigrants also discover a Europe that seeks solutions, wants to help newcomers, and creates space for genuine encounters. Only in Denmark, 2,000 Red Cross volunteers support 2,500 immigrants to integrate into their new home country. In different corners of Europe, thousands and thousands of people want to defend human dignity and human rights. It is an important message to all decision makers and people with influence. Ladies and gentlemen, women are an important resource to address both immediate and underlying causes of vulnerability affecting the resilience of individuals, communities, organizations, and countries. As we heard today, the Red Cross was born in Europe with the aim to assist wounded and sick soldiers. In his book, Andy Dunant describes how the women of Solferino helped the sick and wounded. Social and financial investments made to improve women's abilities to act as agents of change reduce not only their own vulnerability to poverty, but also enable them to secure sources of food and livelihoods and to maintain the health of themselves and their families. Women all over the world are and have been actors of humanitarian aid. Their voice can be heard increasingly often also in the tables where the decisions are made, but a lot remains to be done to make equality a reality. Achieving equality is achieving fundamental basic rights, but it also increases accountability and quality of services. The North-South Prize provides an opportunity to bring up women's competence and rights. For me, bringing the position of women and gender equality also in this context is an opportunity and ethical duty. We need the competence, skills and wisdom of all to solve common problems. Once again, I want to thank you all for this prestigious award and express my gratitude for having this. Thank you.
I shall now pass the floor to our laureate, Amas Gullet. You have the floor.
Your Excellency, the President of the Republic of Portugal, Your Excellency, the Speaker of the Assembly of the Republic of Portugal, the Director General of the Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, the Director General of the Center of North-South, the Chair of the Award Committee, the Under Secretary General of the International Federation of the Red Cross, Red Crescent Society, representing the Secretary General, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, as they say in my country, in Kenya, all protocol observed. I stand before you humbled to receive the 2017 North-South Prize with Council of Europe. It is an honor, not only for me, but for my family, my friends, my colleagues, my country, Kenya, for shaping my life and the steps to this stage. To you, I proudly hold and accept this award, thanking you all of all your efforts and inspiration and support. 59 years ago, I was born in a small village in Garissa in northern Kenya, and a few years later, at the age of 5, I was orphaned and lost my parents. All seemed to have been lost. As luck would have it, I was adopted by a God-fearing and God-sent family, which later would mature me into the 6-foot gentleman standing tall before you this morning. For 11 years, I volunteered with the Kenya Red Cross Society, motivated by the desire to touch and change the lives of others, especially the most vulnerable. The desire to offer hope and to put a smile on people's faces. My work with the International Federation of the Red Crescent Societies and the Kenya Red Cross Society, where I am the Secretary General, has granted me the solid foundation upon which I stand today. The North-South Prize has always been an expression of a global solidarity, that in a world of interdependence, the pressing issues facing this world in form of vulnerability, human rights, abuse, require a common approach. It is an expression of a message that suffering knows no borders and regions. The action necessary to end suffering requires cooperation across cultures, across people, borders, and regions. This is the highest calling of our time. This is the message of the North-South Prize. To this end, I am honored to be recognized, and I'd like to congratulate my co-winner, Christina Kumbula, who I've known for many years and who is a dear friend and a colleague, as having contributed to this noble message. But it is a award that is not just for me. It represents the ideals of an institution that I work for, the Kenya Red Cross Society. Every day, thousands of staff and volunteers risk their lives to support those in need, providing essential life-saving interventions. For this, I salute them and express my gratitude for their support. In a special way, I would like to thank my wife, who I'm happy to be here with me today, and children for their endless support and understanding of my dedication to serving humanity, where most of the times I work day and night, even taking up my family time. And many times in our life, many people don't understand how much our families sacrifice. So I want to especially thank them. This award is a true rubber stamp that when you hold your ground and follow that which you believe in, no barrier can be too high to jump over and no circumstances can be too weighty to shatter your life. Finally, I want to take this opportunity to encourage young volunteers of Red Cross, Red Crescent worldwide to be agents of change, selflessly serving and transforming communities around them. Thank you for this recognition, and may this award serve as an inspiration for many more. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Christina Kumbula and Awas Ngulit, to whom we wish the greatest happiness and a continuation of your missions. I shall now pass the floor to the President of the Portuguese Republic.
Senhor Presidente da Assembleia da República Exercida.
Speaker of the Portuguese Assembly, Laureates Christina Kumbula and Abbas Gullit. illustrious speakers, excellencies, we meet again today to deliver the North-South Prize of the Council of Europe. The fact that this ceremony is repeated annually does not reduce any of its significance, quite the contrary. Just like any events in the history of countries or the world, the decisive dates of national or international institutions, the annual award of the North-South Prize since 1995 is proof of its perennial nature, and that after more than two decades, this award is still extremely relevant, because dialogue between the South and the North continues to be, and quite rightly, a strategic priority of the Council of Europe. And Portugal is honoured to be the home of the centre and the symbolic awarding of the prize. It represents ongoing dialogue between the North and the South and the South and the North. This dialogue and this encounter of cultures and civilizations are more pressing than ever. In time of globalization, in which contact between Europe and Asia is given priority, we must not lose sight of the need to encourage closeness, dialogue, convergence on a permanent basis with the southern hemisphere of our country. In a time marked by the scourge of fundamentalism, to which the North is responding with xenophobic populism and ultra-nationalism, we must be aware of the global implications of everything that we do. Borders, artificial lines which states have drawn over the centuries, have no significance when we have to deal with phenomena such as migration, refugees, human trafficking, humanitarian tragedies, terrorism, international crime, climate change, and other threats to our planet. What use were borders when the Chernobyl tragedy took place? Did they stop the radioactive clouds coming from the east? What use were borders when a volcano in Ireland engulfed Europe in ashes and forced air traffic to stop? Why do we build barriers to human beings who are victims of wars and tragic disasters? The establishment of this prize was an act of wisdom. Through the prize, the Council of Europe showed its universal humanism, the hallmark of its raison d'etre, which takes the form of safeguarding the principle of human dignity. That human dignity has no borders, and it does not accept discrimination, as can be read in the Portuguese constitution, the drafting of which I was honoured to be involved and was inspired much by the Council of Europe. It states that no one may gain privilege, benefit, suffer loss, be deprived of any duty owing to descent, sex, race, language, country of origin, religion, political or ideological convictions, level of education, economic situation, social situation, or sexual orientation. The principle of non-discrimination is shown to its full in this prize, which honours people, men and women, from all over the world without making distinctions between sex, race, country of origin, religious or ideological conviction. We have a lady from Finland, a gentleman from Kenya, who have satisfied the criteria of pluralism and inclusiveness, which are the hallmarks of the North-South Prize. One thing that Abbas Gullit and Christina Gumpula have in common is that they both work for the Red Cross. So in addition to a prize being awarded to two personalities who have stood out for their outstanding personal qualities, the award this year also distinguishes an organization, the International Red Cross. The Christina Gumpula presides the International Red Cross and has been distinguished for her work in East Africa, and Abbas Gullit for his international work, and particularly his work in Kenya. But naturally, through their work, we also distinguish the International Red Cross. The International Red Cross has lived up to the dream of Henri Dunant, and for many decades has carried out absolutely peerless humanitarian work. The award also distinguishes the values of pluralist democracy, global interdependence and solidarity. The laureates this year, thanks to the work which they have carried out in their own countries, but also in other regions and internationally, deserve our admiration and respect, the admiration and respect of all of us. As President of the Portuguese Republic, a open society, an inclusive society, I would like to say three very simple words to our laureates, very simple but full of significance. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Christina Gumpula. Thank you very much, Abbas Gullit.
Senhoras e senhores,
ladies and gentlemen, highlighting once again the wonderful contribution of the North-South Centre to dialogue between the North and South, with the authorisation of the President of the Republic, I declare this session adjourned. Thank you all very much.